Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 8. Christ as the Feast of Tabernacles, and as the Spirit flowing out of the believers as rivers of living water. Friday, Related Verses. John 20:22. And when he had said this, he breathed into them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45. So also it is written, The first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. John 14:19-20. Yet a little while, and the world beholds me no longer. And you behold me, because I live, you also shall live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. John 15:4-5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Related Reading. The Lord's breathing of the Holy Spirit into the disciples was the fulfillment of his promise of the Holy Spirit as the Comforter. This fulfillment differs from the one in Acts 2:1-4, which was the fulfillment of the Father's promise in Luke 24:49. In Acts 2, the Spirit, as a rushing, violent wind, came as power upon the disciples for their work. Here in John 20:22, the Spirit as breath was breathed as life into the disciples for their life. By breathing the Spirit into the disciples, the Lord imparted himself into them as life and everything. The Lord is the Word, and the Word is the eternal God. In the Gospel of John, the Word passed through a long process and eventually became the breath, the pneuma, that he might get into the believers. For the accomplishment of God's eternal purpose, he took two steps. First, he took the step of incarnation to become a man in the flesh, to be the Lamb of God, to accomplish redemption for man, to declare God to man, and to manifest the Father to his believers. Second, he took the step of death and resurrection to be transfigured into the Spirit, that he might impart himself into his believers, as their life and their everything, and that he might bring forth many sons of God, his many brothers, for the building of his body, the church, the habitation of God, to express the triune God for eternity. Second, he took the step of death and resurrection to be transfigured into the Spirit, that he might impart himself into his believers as their life and their everything, and that he might bring forth many sons of God, his many brothers, for the building of his body, the church, the habitation of God, to express the triune God for eternity. Originally, he was the eternal Word. Through his incarnation, he then became flesh to accomplish God's redemption, and through his death and resurrection, he became the Spirit, to be everything and to do everything for the completion of God's building. In John 20:22, the Spirit, as the breath, was breathed as life into the disciples for their life. By breathing the Spirit into the disciples, the Lord imparted himself as life and everything into them. Thus, all that he had spoken in chapters 14-16 was fulfilled. As falling into the ground to die and growing out of the ground transforms the grain of wheat into another form, one that is new and living, so the death and resurrection of the Lord transfigured him from the flesh into the Spirit. As the last Adam in the flesh, through the process of death and resurrection, he became a life-giving Spirit. As he is the embodiment of the Father, So the Spirit is the realization, the reality of Him. It is as the Spirit that He was breathed into the disciples. It is as the Spirit that He is received into His believers and flows out of them as rivers of living water. It is as the Spirit that through His death and resurrection, He came back to the disciples, entered into them as their comforter, and began to abide in them. It is as the Spirit that He can live in the disciples and enable them to live by Him and with Him. It is as the Spirit that He can abide in the disciples and enable them to abide in Him. It is as the Spirit that He can come with the Father to His lover and make an abode with Him. It is as the Spirit that He can cause all that He is and has to be fully realized by the disciples. It is as the Spirit that He came to meet with His brothers as the church to declare the Father's name to them and to praise Him in their midst. It is as the Spirit that He can send His disciples with His commission, with Himself as life and everything to them, in the same way that the Father sent Him. Hence, the disciples are qualified to represent Him with His authority in the fellowship of His body for the carrying out of His commission